You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast. The following sermon was preached on the second Sunday after Christmas, January 3rd, 2016, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent by God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or the will of the flesh, or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him, crying out, "This is he to whom I said, 'Here he who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the beginning, an interesting way to start John's account of the life of Jesus. In the beginning. Does it remind you of another story of beginnings? In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. The first creation story in Genesis, in the beginning. So John's going to start his gospel with another creation story. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The Greek term for word is logos, and it means wisdom. The divine wisdom creates the world and permeates the world. And just as in the first creation story, the divine wisdom brings light out of the darkness. What a contrast to the other three Gospels. The main event at the beginning of Matthew and Luke are stories of Jesus' birth. In Matthew, we hear the angel's announcement to Joseph of the meaning of Mary's unexpected pregnancy. Luke offers us a detailed description of Jesus' birth in a stable. It's where our nativity scenes come from. Mark begins his story with Jesus already an adult and appearing at the river to be baptized by John the Baptist. No description at all of Jesus' roots. It's only John who takes us all the way back to the beginning of the whole show and tells us that the one who will eventually become a human being and carry the name Jesus has been here from the very first. Just like in Genesis, where God speaks creation into existence, in John, the same thing happens here. In the beginning, there was God, and the Word, and creation belongs to God's Word. Life and light, the wonder of creation, and the resilience of the light that shines in the darkness, speak to the power of the Word. But darkness still exists. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. John sets up this theme of rejection and acceptance, which we'll hear throughout the gospel. The choice is going to be clear: to accept the Word and participate in a new relationship with God, or not. For those who accept the Word, the divine wisdom who is Jesus, they will become children of God. Children who aren't controlled by their circumstances or by their desires or by others or by their need to be thought well of by other people. Children who aren't defined by their hurts and by what they don't have. Our circumstances, our hurts, our lack of this or that, that all might describe us, but those things don't have to define us. What defines us is that God has called us to be God's children, children of light, children who are worthy of love and respect and who will work with God to care for this creation. But who is this God? It does sound a little abstract, I know. I mean, how do you imagine God? Our default position may be to think of God as a bearded old guy sitting on a throne in some distant place called heaven, pulling all the strings that make the world go around according to some inscrutably arbitrary plan. But not according to John. He first acknowledges the dilemma, saying, "No one has ever seen God." Well, that's right. We long to see God. We long to know God. We long to touch God. We long to have God in our lives. And God solves the dilemma by becoming one of us. Want to see God? Look at Jesus. So the rest of John's gospel is going to be one long story showing how God works in the world. God works in the world feeding the hungry. God works in the world giving the thirsty a drink. God works in the world by healing blindness, and God works in the world by healing shame. God works in the world teaching wisdom, and God works in the world by offering his life for those he loves. That's what God does. And Jesus becomes one of us to show us that. And to show us that we can be part of that life, that we can choose to be part of God's life. We can choose to be light. And there's another theme of John's gospel that we see right here in the beginning. We have choices to make. We can choose to be part of the light, or we can choose to be part of the darkness. It's what Jesus will say over and over and over when he talks about eternal life. You know, in John's gospel, eternal life happens now. It's not somewhere off in the distant future after our physical bodies have become exhausted. Eternal life, life with Jesus, begins now with the decision to trust in the Word, in that divine wisdom. That's what belief means. Belief means to trust. Belief means to understand. Belief is not about giving mental assent to an abstract proposition. It's about trusting our lives to the one who has given us life, and then following Jesus' example. His example of feeding, of healing, healing shame, of offering wisdom and compassion, offering our lives. Participation in Jesus' life is the beginning of eternal life. That's John's gospel in a nutshell. Participation in Jesus' life is the beginning of eternal life. So here we are on the first Sunday of the new year, a time of new opportunities for new beginnings. Yet you'll be excused if you think the new year doesn't feel all that new. Hatred, violence, injustice, greed, poverty, general misery dominate the headlines and dominate your news feed. Seems like the same old, same old. But John's gospel tells us that there's something deeper at work. What's much deeper at work is the eternal nature of God. How can the new break through this cycle of violence and mourning and pain? God is holding steady with patience. God is holding steady like a man hanging on a cross until you and I finally come alongside God in day-to-day expressions of love and caring and compassion. Maybe God's plan for new involves you and me becoming sick and tired of being sick and tired. Finally, thirsty enough to try something new, to do new, to be new. Begin the new year by acknowledging that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then jump in. Do something to bring the new to life. Feed someone who's hungry. Love someone who needs to be loved. Care for someone who's been forgotten. Don't hang back. Jump in. Participate. You don't have to be part of the same old sleepwalking through life. We have a choice to make. We can choose to be children of light, or we can choose to be children of darkness. Children of life live in an active hope for the future that God promises. Children of life live with an expressive expansiveness. Children of light live with a smile on their faces. Children of darkness live in anger and complaint and sourness and despair. On this day of new beginnings, where will you choose to live? Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.